When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
Is this the passing of the torch, right? Is this what this signifies?
It comes down to that front office and what they feel is most important.
The champ is here. We touched down from a higher plane. Why you made it here?
We always look forward to that week because it was always intense. You know that we ain't
coming back. We got you. The man, the myth, the legend, Dante Hall. My favorite player growing up was Dante Hall. I love you guys in the show, but Dante was my guy. Get to dashing because you're done on the war feet.
This episode of Chief Concerns is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Chief Concerns. I'm Marcus Dash here with legendary Chiefs tight end Jason Don. JD, how we doing, brother?
Marcus, what is up, my brother? How you doing? That's the question. JD's all right. I'm okay, yeah. But how are you? How's everything going with you, man?
I'm doing great. Another Wednesday night, closer to the season.
My Sixers are looking phenomenal as they build out that roster, winning the Paul George sweepstakes. But yeah, I'm doing fantastic. We got a lot of good topics for tonight, and we also have locked in a guest for next week. So I'm doing pretty good, JD.
Okay. So I know you was talking about your Sixers. Paul George is getting up there, man, and PG is an elite player. I know we texted last night. We was talking about the whole Ronnie James and, you know, how that thing looks. I'm a big LeBron fan. I like LeBron. To this, for me, and I'm sure for everybody else, if they actually, you know, kind of, you know, dive in it, is something being made in history. Hasn't been done in the NBA before. And, you know, father and son playing together. I do believe that Bronny being there will kind of reignite something in LeBron. Hopefully that's what will happen. We'll just have to see. I don't know, man. You know, but, you know, enough, you know, NBA, man. But I think it's a good deal, right? I think it's a good deal. It's a little funny because everybody talks about nepotism and not meritocracy, but that has been done in the elites all the time, right? So, ain't no different.
Happens in every business, every entity all across the world, not just the United States. And you see, we've talked about before, you know, like guys in officiating, you see sons and brothers of former officials, coaching staffs, you know, we even had certain things like in the own Chiefs organization where it's like, oh, that guy's a son of blah, blah, blah. And he never played the position before. You see it all throughout the leagues, NBA, NFL, MLB, everywhere. So it's, you know, it's something that happens. It's the name of the game. Unfortunately, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, man, you know, it's part of the deal. It's part of the deal. Say hi to the people over in the chat tonight. Zulu, I see Zulu's up here. Zup, what's going on? Wendy, how you doing? She said, I'm going through a hell of a time, but I'm trying to keep things in perspective. Considering the victim of Burrow for their safety. Charles Driver. So Wendy, going through a hard time, sweetie. Hey, listen, you know, our thoughts, prayers going out to you, you know, and anything like that, you know, you got our support. Hopefully everything is in a better situation than it is, and if it's not, then we'll make sure that we're sending our thoughts and our energy and everything towards your way.
It's the hurricane.
Oh, that's right. Oh, okay. Yeah. So you know, my wife, she's from Puerto Rico. You know, she was sitting there saying that a lot of these, you know, the hurricane season. Her grandmother's actually over in Kansas City at the moment, but she was talking about it. We're supposed to be going on vacation next week. And I think it's down in that area of the Gulf of like Mexico about to hit too.
Oh, wow.
So it's a little tough, man. Yeah, shoot. Hurricanes is a whole different animal. And so we always pray for those people that have to deal with that for sure. So we hope everything goes well with them. About time is here. Charles Driver already said his name. So, man, we're going to have a good one tonight, you know, talking about a few things. But we never want to leave out, you know, the things that's going on in our lives today. If you actually see me like the way I'm dressed right now, I actually came from a funeral early today of Miss Sister Gladys Gooch, who was 93 years old. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful person in the soul, in the way that she loved one another, her and her husband, who had passed before her. But she was a stark reminder. Whenever you see like, you know, a church being filled with a lot of different people, you can see what the reach was, why people, you know, want to see you when these things happen, you know? So, I just wanted to, you know, kind of say that because she was when I'm telling you, like one of the most beautiful people that you would ever meet. That's a fact. I think we all need to be a little bit like her. I say that all the time. Like she's like, that's, if I said anybody had to be away, it'd be how she was. She didn't know a stranger. She always loved everybody. So good, man. That's good. We talk about that, get into some of the humanness of it. But for everybody in here, man, this is JD, my man Marcus. Man, we're going to have some good stuff for you tonight, Marcus. What are we going to talk about, man? What's going on out here, brother?
So we got stuff. We got topics, two potential Chiefs reunions that we're going to talk about in this episode tonight.
Really?
Yeah, then we're going to talk about LRZ, the running back room, a little bit, because I don't think we've given a lot of love to the RB room this offseason, so we're going to kind of dedicate some time to talking about the guys behind the guys. So the guys behind Pacheco and CEH, and then, of course, we're going to talk about Mahomes a little bit, something that his the mom of the GOAT had a say on a podcast recently. Before we get into it, I just wanted to let you guys know I mentioned that we're going to have a guest next Wednesday night. Next Wednesday night, we're going to have seventh-round pick from Holy Cross, CJ Hansen, coming on the show. And he's really excited to chat with you all. I was talking to him earlier, said that, you know, our live stream is great. We got amazing fans and they're going to want to love and welcome you into Chiefs Kingdom and give you a Chief Concerns welcome. So, get ready for that next Wednesday night, guys. I already made the link for it. So it's already scheduled in, next Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. So be ready for that one. But yeah, with all that being said, JD, let's dig into our first topic tonight.
Let's rock and roll, baby. I'm ready for it. Let's rock and roll.
So, JD, so I mentioned Patrick Mahomes' mother, Randy Mahomes, was on a podcast recently, and she kind of gave a hint that there might be a chance that Mahomes may not catch Brady after all. And that's according to his mom, so it's not me saying that, but his mom was on the Mom Game podcast, and she, quote, said, "I hear him, you know, make comments like, if the game takes me away from my kids, I might not play as long as Tom Brady, and I'm, like, so proud of him for that." That's what she said about Mahomes is, you know, maybe playing till 42 like Brady did. But Mahomes has made similar comments, you know, about wanting to be around his kids. But he also still wants to compete for the amount of titles that Brady has. So it's one of those things where he's made comments like that, but also at the same point, he's the competitive nature in him. He still wants to get to what Brady has. But Jenny, you have kids, you played in the NFL for a long time. I guess you obviously know the struggles of the balance of being a parent and also, you know, trying to continue your playing career as long as you did. Do you kind of connect when you hear Mahomes talking about not wanting to lose that family time with his kids?
I do. I can definitely empathize with what he is saying, for the simple fact that one of the main reasons why I stopped playing football, kind of retired, is because I wanted to be around. I needed to be dad. I wanted to be around my children. My kids lived here in Kentucky, and so they were traveling back and forth more so than actually them being around. And so that was kind of it's different dynamic. But you know, when you see the importance of your children, you know, being around them, being an influence, that everything else pales greatly to being a father, trying to make a staple in your kids' lives. The good thing about this is because where Patrick has, like, his kids would know pretty much kind of this world. They're kind of growing up around it. This is kind of like part of that family. And I think it's an extension of what they do. This is kind of who they are, right? In a sense, it would be compared to maybe being like royalty. You know how you like, you know, the royal family, you see them, like they were just part of, this is what they, that was their thing. That was their gig, right? Being part of the royal family, that's how you grew up. And so there was a lot of different things that they had to, you know, kind of adapt to, but they got it. I think Patrick, because he has his kids front and center, and Brittany, he gets to spend a lot of time with his kids, right? And I think he's at the point right now that he can dictate exactly what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, as far as off season, doing commercials, all those different things that can take you away from your family. So it's no force there. The Chiefs will be fine with it. I think he enjoys what his product is on the field. And so he needs to be commended for that as far as being a father saying, hey, look, if this doesn't go the way I want it to go in these next, I'm not going to chase him for 42 years like Tom Brady, right? He had to go start eating avocado ice cream to try to stay out there a little bit longer to do it, though. So I can see that, okay? I can see that. Now, I will say this, though, Marcus. On the other hand, we know how much of a competitor he is, okay? We understand in his DNA, he is a winner, okay? He wants to win. He wants to be the best, and I think he's chasing that. Tom Brady is within striking distance, if you will, Okay. He's only 28 years old. 28 years old, been to four Super Bowls, won three of them, and he's looking at the next one coming out right here, right? To do something that he's never done, that's never been done in Super Bowl history. So because of the amount of success he's had early on, it's very doable. I think these things are very doable at this moment. So he has a great shot to do it in the next, let's just say, 7 years. Okay. He's 28 now. It's another 7 years. That's 35. Can he get another three Super Bowls and whatnot? I think he can. I think he could definitely do that. Now, Tom has seven or whatever. I think if Patrick Mahomes gets another two Super Bowls, he will be regarded as the best quarterback ever, at least in my estimation, because of the short amount of time he was able to do it. That's the way I look at it. The level of difficulty he was able to do it in. I will probably put him at the pinnacle, right? So it would be him, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, and then whoever else you want to put in there, you know, Peyton Manning, all those too. So so what do you think? What do you, you know, how do you look at it? What do you think about that?
So Pat's 28 right now. Brady played till he was like 43. I just looked. He was about 43 when he finally retired. Officially retired. The official retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 15 years. Gosh, I mean, I see Rob. Appreciate the contribution, Rob, for that. Patrick's going to play 12 to 15 years. He's got it. You know, maybe not 15 more years to get where Brady is, but yeah, I could see him playing 10 to 12 years. And I wonder, JD, because obviously Pat came from a dad who was a professional athlete, played MLB for a long time. I wonder how much of that is, and obviously I'm not going to speculate as to how often he saw his father, but I wonder if that is something that, you know, that's something taken into account for him. It's like, you know, I saw my dad play in the league, and that was really cool. I saw him play in MLB, but like, I want to be able to be around my kids where I didn't get to see my dad that often, maybe. I don't know. I wonder if that is playing a little part of this as well, whereas he saw his dad grow play in the MLB and maybe didn't get to see his dad that often. Maybe he doesn't want to have that same kind of – I don't know. I'm just speculating. I mean, because, you know, not many people get to be around that professional athlete life all the time as a kid and then growing into it, you know, as he has.
Yeah. Well, so I don't really know the dynamics of, you know, him and his mom's relationship, you know, so they could have been together. I don't know if they were married. Do you know any of that? And sometimes like baseball, like when you're traveling baseball, you got to be on the road all the time. You're playing, I don't know how many games. I forgot how many. Yeah. Yeah. And so,
162.
Right. So to them, you're always gone. And so baseball is a different thing. You know, they almost say that, you know, for baseball players, some might have families in all different type of cities because they're traveling. You know, you've heard that said before, right?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
And it is kind of like that. So football is a little bit different. You're half the time during a season with a six or seven month period. You're out of town probably half that time. Okay. So your kids could travel with you. That's another thing. You're not practicing in that city. So you're really just going to go play in another city, maybe 2 or 3 days out of a week, half that time. So we're sitting there saying, what is that, eight games? Let's say 8 or 9 games. You're gone somewhere for two days out of that. That's 18, 20 days pretty much if you look at it, right? Playoffs, maybe 25 that you're gone.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's that big of a deal. Patrick comes home after work, after practice. He's home, right? He's home. He gets to kiss his kids before he goes to work, and he gets to kiss them when he comes home. And sees them in bed. So I think different type of deal with football as opposed to baseball. So
Rob with another contribution again. Appreciate you, brother. Patrick wants Bronze to grow up in the locker room like he did. So Marcus, you hit the nail on the head. 12 years. I hope so. And selfishly, I hope he plays till he's Brady's age. You know, selfishly as a fan, I hope when Chief Concerns is on 15 years from now in 2040, we're still talking about Patrick Mahomes getting out there, giving him another go.
I don't know about it. Hey, look, Patrick has the ability because of his talent to get it done in enough time here, right? I like you said, selfishly, we like to see him play and stuff like that. I would have to say, like, right now, because of what he has been, as dominant he is on the football field, this is just a great era for football for Chiefs fans, okay? And being able to really celebrate it and enjoy it to what we are right now, we just need to hold on to this, right? And so, hey, man, we you know, there's been a dynasty created in Kansas City, right? So our name is now synonymous with one of the best organizations, if it wasn't before, in winning, because of Patrick Mahomes and those guys have brought in the hardware. And so Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, those three guys stay together with, you know, obviously Spags and Andy. We're going to have a chance to get it done relatively soon to surpass Brady.
Yeah, and I think he's – obviously Brady is, you know, as of right now, as far as rings-wise, he's the GOAT as far as rings-wise. Sure. As of right now.
Right.
But I think Patrick's impact on Kansas City, I mean, already, you know, he's already brought a Whataburger there. He's brought a dynasty to Kansas City. He's kind of, you know, he and Brittany brought the Kansas City soccer team there. I think there's a chance he may bring an NBA. He said he wants to bring an NBA team to Kansas City. I think his impact on Kansas City is that of like Magic Johnson's to Los Angeles. I think that's what he is to Kansas City. And I think it's just going to be kind of a different thing there where he's kind of like, he kind of owns that Kansas City area. Like, that's his. When people think of Kansas City, it's synonymous with Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, and obviously Patrick Mahomes. That's what people think of. They think of those three things now when they think of Kansas City. I think he's built up this, like, Magic Johnson-like clout in Kansas City, so I think it'll live on for there. Whereas New England, the Boston, I still don't – when people think New England and Boston, I still don't see Brady come up there. It's interesting, though, right? He has 7 rings, but when I think of Boston, I still think of Larry Bird before I think of Tom Brady, which is interesting. But at least my brain goes that way, but I don't know.
But that organization has a lot of championships, right? So the Celtics, that is the brand up there, no doubt about it. I think New England would be a second, you know. But then you got the Boston, the Sox up there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, them Jokers, man. Beantown, they're doing a lot of winning. So, people could even say Foxborough. Well, is that really, Boston area, New England? Like, yeah, it is. But, it's kind of, people could say all type of different things. But no doubt, they brought some cachet in the football world, without a doubt, with Tom Brady and those guys, right? And so, it's true. We know it. I hated seeing them win.
I bet you did.
Yeah. It's like how people look at us, Kansas City, now. Can't stand Chiefs fans. They can't stand to talk about us. I hate hearing about the name. They hate the commercials. Tom Brady wasn't doing no commercials and stuff like Travis Kelce knows at all.
Yeah, they stay out of the limelight.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want more spotlight being brought to their cheating ways, JD. That's what it was.
You know what? That's another thing. You could almost say there's a not necessarily asterisk, but is it a little tarnish on Brady's legacy because of the whole Tuck rule and the deflate gate, knowing that Belichick always was videotaping teams out there, right? The shenanigans he would pull when he was coaching.
It's funny as Brady got older.
Yeah.
Especially during the last 4 years, that's when everyone started to love Brady because he was this old guy playing football and he was still playing until his 40s. A lot of people forgot about all that Spygate and all that stuff that's kind of really was really prevalent at the beginning of the dynasty. Whereas at the end, if people forgot about all that, it's like, now this guy's 40, this guy's still playing football, I'm rooting for this guy. It's like, whoa, how the hell did the narrative change on him? Almost they went from cheaters to, I want Tom Brady to keep getting them. It's interesting, the whole dynamic change once he crossed that 40 threshold, JD. It became like a fan favorite kind of deal where people kind of stopped the Brady hating, which was interesting.
Yeah.
The Chiefs don't have the Spygate stuff, though. They just have the conspiracy theorists saying Taylor Swift, along with Roger Goodell, coerced the NFL to get in the Super Bowl. And the year before the James Bradbury hold, that the NFL conspired for us to have this dynasty. So that's our asterisk to the Alex Jones InfoWars types of people out there.
Yeah, I had a guy that came by the other day, with the dropping off packages at the house, and he's a Philly fan. He said, "Hey, guess what?" I said, "What?" He said, "It wasn't a hold." I said, "What do you, for real? For Bradbury?" I said, "He said it was. He said he held him." But we ended up, he took a picture with me and everything. So I was like, look, I used to play with Philly too. So appreciate you, Rob. Bill and Brady will always remember as cheaters. Patrick Anning will remember for their magic. Definitely. And then Wendy said Belichick and Brady never felt shame with their cheating. I don't think so either. I don't think what an ounce of shame in all, any of it, right? So I agree. Right.
We laughed about it when he deleted all the text messages on the whole Deflategate stuff. I mean, like, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Patrick's been squeaky clean, man. He's a good guy. And not saying Tom and them are not, because they are, but, they seem like it. But Patrick, without a doubt, carries himself in a way that he represents the Shield very well, honorably. And so that's what I love about Patrick. That's what I love about him.
Yeah,
and he's humble when doing it.
100%, very, very humble. That's why, and even so, after the whole the Bills game or the whole lining up off sides, that whole fiasco, he took it on the chin. He came out and apologized for it right away. It got to the post game, and he immediately apologized for it. And everyone's got their moments. And these guys are competitive athletes,
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go to – well, I don't know if Newt is in here tonight, or a resident LRZ fan in the chat.
Newt!
Yes,
sir.
It's running back room time. So, JD, we're going to talk about LRZ and some other guys. So, looking at the Chiefs running back room, you got the main guys, Isaiah Pacheco and CEH. But outside of that, that's where there's a giant question mark. We got Denarius Prince, Carson Steele, Keontae Ingram, Luis Rhys-Zemmitt. and Imani Bailey. Prince was our guy, a friend of the show, came on here last year, who trains with former Chiefs running back Derek Blaylock, JD's former teammate. Carson Steele, running back who can provide a little bit of fullback elements, played at Ball State and UCLA. Keontae Ingram, who's the only one of these guys going for this third spot who has some NFL game experience as being a feature back with the Arizona Cardinals. LRZ, the rugby star from Wales, and everyone's favorite name, and I mean everyone's favorite name. And lesser-known guy is Imani Bailey from TCU, who's honorable mention All Big 12 last year, and my favorite guy of this group, flashing the most potential I see. But of these guys, JD, who do you think has the biggest mountain to climb as far as making the team as a third back? And who do you think has, I don't know, the easiest shot, but the shot that the clearest path to being the third guy of all these guys here?
Oh, man. Okay. Who has the you said the easiest shot?
Yeah, who has the clearest path to the third spot and who has the biggest mountain to climb?
Man, that's a good question. I'm looking at this list of guys that you just named. I tell you what. I think Prince has maybe an easier shot just because he's been with us. I think him having a year under his belt, I think they like him a lot. He's fleet-footed. He's got some good size. We got just a little look at him, you know, last year. But I want to see what he looks like this year in training camp. And the only reason I gave him a nod is because he was with the organization all last year. He learned a lot from Jet, Pacheco, CEH. He was in the room with those guys. And so I think that kind of gives you something like a leg up on some of these other guys that are kind of brand new. You know, I like Steele. Steele is a guy that, like you said, has a little bit of the fullback flavor. We know he'll probably be a good special teams guy to play. The question is, do we need that type of talent fullback-wise? We do a whole lot of single-back sets, and if we don't, then what we do, we'll have the tight end back there. That could be a Noah Gray or Irv Smith, right? As opposed to maybe a Steele. So it all depends on how we want to run the offense and what we want to do with it. He would be the lead back, you know, the little fullback dive that we was doing years before. I'm glad we kind of got away from that somewhat. You know, hopefully I'm bring it back. But I do like, you know, Steele is kind of a long shot, I think. Now, Ingram, like you said, he has a lot. He has some ability. I remember seeing him play at Arizona, right? And he's got some game to him. He's got some game to him. He's going to probably be the most interesting guy to me as far as keeping my eye on him, what he's going to do, okay? Because he looked like he could just have a breakout year. I think he could move up on the ladder significantly because he has time. He, you know, he's playing an NFL game. He has that experience, so that'd be different. Imani Bailey. Okay, so I didn't really watch a whole lot of TCU. I don't know anything about it, to be honest with you. Marcus, I know you know a little bit more about it. You know, I told you I'm not really a big college guy. I don't really watch a whole lot of college games. But I take your word for it. I had to look at some of the things that he does. Pono Kanoi said no to Bailey. He's another Darwin Thomas. Ugh. Okay. Pono, I like I said, I don't know anything about him, but you know, I like to look at him a little bit more. I know we have a little bit more of the experience on the field with this guy. He might be one of those practice player guys. So Marcus just now told me, said his power went out. Power went out. So everybody looking at Marcus right here, this is the last time you see him with power. So hopefully it'll be restored at some point, and if it's not, I'm sure we'll get him back on. But that was the question. If everybody's just getting on the chat to know who Marcus believes, who has an easier path on playing, is it one of the guys, Keontae Ingram, Prince, Daenerys Prince, Lewis Rees-Zammit, Imani Bailey, or Carson Steele, and Daenerys Prince, right? LRZ. Okay, I'll talk about LRZ a little bit. LRZ has a lot of potential. I think LRZ can bring a lot to the table. LRZ is still learning the schemes and the plays, you know, how people block. Some of the intricate parts are like opening up to receive a football, like on a toss. Okay. It's a little bit different than it is kind of in rugby. But I think LRZ, because of what he could bring to the table, he's able to, you know, move up on the depth chart. We'll just have to see and find out. I know I got some guys on here who are running backs in the past. What do y'all think? I want to hear what y'all have to say about, you know, the running back room. Who do y'all think is easier getting on the depth chart, moving to their third position as a running back, and who will have a harder path, right? So let's see what's going on. I'm going to hear some of your comments. Okay. So Marcus said he might get back on. He said the problem just came back on, so.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
It'd be good. Yeah, Virginia Hurricane. Yeah, Wendy. Yeah. Look, Hurricane is very powerful. I doubt it, you know, getting up at Virginia, but Marcus, you know, they have a lot of like different things going on up there in Virginia for sure. So no telling. But I know everybody, if you're an LRZ fan, okay, and like we talked about on Monday, Jeff was saying that LRZ, because he runs hard, you know, he can catch the football, he's got toughness about him, he may be able to fit into their role. I do believe that LRZ is a guy that you could probably keep on the practice squad and let him develop. You could get him the entire year to get ready to develop to be on the team next year, or you want to move him up, you could possibly do that during the year. No doubt that he has the toughness. He'll be able to get that. With pads on, it's going to be a little bit different. So we'll just have to see. I know our guy, Newt, he hasn't been on here yet, but Newt always talks about LRZ. But it's hey, we'll be pulling for him, see if he's going to be able to make the squad. So. But as far as like running backs for us, we know Pacheco, we know CEH. Some people don't even like CEH. Some people think that CEH is a guy that is not of importance. Marcus, what's up, man?
My power went out. Yeah, I guess it's too hot. I don't know if the I don't know what happened. The brackets. I don't know what happened.
Okay. I was kind of rambling a little bit here, just kind of talking. But I see right here in the chat, because I asked what everybody else what they thought it was. So Charles Drop said the LRZ will be special teams material. Absolutely. I think he will. He'll definitely be special teams material. Will that be enough for him to make it on the 53-man roster? I've said this before, and I was just telling him that if you do stash him for practice squad, he can develop in that area to get out here, right? Zulu said rugby player LRZ won't be able to survive NFL contact. Whoa. Okay. That's very interesting. It's different contact. It's different contact, I would say. He's tough enough to take it. I think he'd be able to take the hits. It's going to be coming from different angles. The pad zone, it's going to be some bone-jarring hits, man. I mean, it's going to be full-fledged, jumping out of your shoes to hit guys in the chest. It ain't nothing like football hits, Marcus. It's nothing like it. I'm talking about full body shots. I know rugby, you ain't got no pads and stuff on, but I'm telling you, woo! When you see a guy who is 300-something pounds, 280, 300, running a 4.5, the amount of power and speed he's able to generate, it's a different. You talking about getting hit by a Mack truck, man. It's a Mack truck hit. So I think you'll be able to do it. I think you'll be able to do it, though. So.
Yeah, so before I came off, I was talking about Imani Bailey. So Imani Bailey at TCU, I believe he went to Louisiana Lafayette before he went to TCU. Obviously, nowadays, JD, none of these guys stay at one school anymore. Now he was at Louisiana Raging Cajun before he was at TCU, but. I mean, he showed a lot of flashes. I obviously, he was, second all Big 12 last year. And obviously, offense is big in the Big 12. I think he shows a lot of good vision. But the one drawback to him is, and this is one thing a lot of people say he didn't get drafted, was his 40 time. And his 40 time wasn't out of this world. Let me put it this way, JD. My 40 time was faster than his coming out of high school. I ran a 4.58. He ran a 4.61, 4.67. So, okay. And I'm a fast guy, but I'm obviously not an NFL player. We're talking 4.61, 4.67 for a running back.
Yeah.
That's why the big thing with him is vision. And it's like, okay, doesn't have breakaway speed. But I will say his game speed, it does look a lot. I mean, you watch him in game, you would never. Yeah, you would never think he ran a 4.61 or a 4.67. He just plays faster. And you could talk about that, JD. There's a lot of guys out there who, when it comes to game time, the action, that's when they take off. Whereas the testing combine, just sometimes it's different for guys.
It's different, man. You know, because you line up and it's only you running and, you want to do well. And sometimes you just mess yourself up in the running scheme, but you get it on a football field, you run it for your life, it changes things. When you got a different incentive, you know, imagine if a pit bull's running you down. You're going to get faster. You're going to find it from somewhere. I don't care where. You're going to have to go dig deep down to find it. And we knew Jerry Rice was one of those guys. His game speed was like no other. Like, nobody else was going to be able to run Jerry Rice down once you catch the football. And they ran a 4.5 something, okay? They always talked about how fast he ran. But you get the ball in his hands, you could cancel Christmas. Cancel Christmas. So, let me see. Pono Cowie said, rugby players are tough. They get full on blast. They have no pads. You got big boys in rugby too. Yeah. Pono, do you have big boys like a Chris Jones big boy? That's my question. Aaron Donald type of big boy? The defensive ends that are looking at 6'6", 270 kind of big boys, if they do, and Are they able to run guys down like gazelles? That's my question. So I know there's some tough guys in rugby. I watch rugby. I respect the play, the game. I really do. But this is a different realm. It is. There's no doubt about it. So, but I think he could do it. Me saying that, I think he can definitely do it.
Keontae Ingram, you were kind of talking about Keontae Ingram a little bit before we went off. He's an interesting one. Obviously, we picked him up like towards the end of last season, like January, I believe. He's got NFL experience, but my whole thing with him is, and his stats didn't blow anybody out of the water. I think he had to be the guy for Arizona because there was injuries, so he was automatically taken over. His stats,
right.
His stats weren't the best. So it's not like, oh man, this guy was a starter and he was great. He was a starter, but that was because guys were out. Not because he beat anybody out for the spot. He really never impressed there. Coming out of high school, he was great with USC, and then he ended up transferring to, I think, Texas, I believe. But, yeah, he reminds me of Michael Pirine in a way, JD, where he was a guy who got NFL experience, never really caught on anywhere, got some chances, but never really did anything. And mm-hmm. I also don't want the Chiefs to fall into the trap where this guy does tear it up in preseason. And again, it's a guy who's beating up against third stringers, guys who probably will never play in the NFL. And then we add him onto the team as our third guy. I'd rather us honestly go with an LRZ type if that's the case. And we're talking about the third guy. We talked about this all the time. The third guy, the last guy in the wide receiver room, that guy's playing primarily special teams. And LRZ can actually show flashes where he can actually, if he can, he should be able to tackle. I mean, we're talking about him potentially being a kicker, so he's going to play special teams for that fact. And I think Donna even posted in here a little while ago that Mahomes even said that LRC never drops the ball. So, I mean, yes, he may have some struggles the way he catches the ball. His catching mechanics aren't the best.
Yeah, yeah.
But he can catch it at least. That's good. As long as you catch it, I think that's all that matters, right? But I think he provides something that maybe Keontae Ingram doesn't, even though Keontae Ingram has the most NFL experience. But then Denarius Prince, our guy from last year, I guess you can make the argument that 1 year in, he has that under his belt. He's been in the system for 1 year, got a lot of one reps with the offense in training camp last year. But then LaMichael Pirine comes in there, takes that all away from him. And I don't know. So you think Denarius has the leg up on everybody as of right now?
I say so. You don't really hear too much about it, but I just think because he's been in the system that he has a leg up on guys. Sometimes it takes that. Sometimes to be coachable and be under guys, their thumbs, they'll definitely be able to, look at you. And I'm looking at it as opposed to like. Keontae Ingram. Now I'm looking at it. He's like a small sample size. Yeah, I've had many attempts. Like the experience he had is really nothing to write home about. So, man, I think Denarius Prince may have the leg up right now on all those guys. Now, that is still saying that LRZ is a guy, like I said, could definitely move up on the depth chart, could play special teams. He can be all those guys for us. And that's, I think we'll just have to see. I think somebody said up here, where you at? Cameron Johnson. It's all going to be about LRZ's learning curve. He has the potential to be a jackknife for us. This year, Reed's offense is full dynamo. The schemes being the biggest part. Let's see him be in pads. Full of dynamite, I think is what he's. So it is the learning curve. Okay. It's going to be different angles. I was reading up when they were talking about the blocking scheme is going to be a little bit different for him because he doesn't really have blockers out in front of him like in rugby, like the blocking scheme, how everything separates. And the NFL, the whole breeds, there's timing that is there that you get off experience being a running back. Completely different from rugby. Completely different from rugby. And the running backs can tell you probably better than I can. But I know for me blocking, and when I see a running back, the type of vision you're talking about, Marcus, like, you only get that after playing. You can only develop that playing a lot to know how guys going to come off and reading a block. That is all things guys acquire with time. With time. So, yeah, you put LRZ on a roster and he sells tickets. I get it, but the Chiefs sell tickets anyway. Newt, you're the best team in the world, brother. And I don't disagree with you. People will come out there and bring him out there. So, okay, he said there's no blocking the rugby. Got to learn that. That's huge. It's huge, blocking scheme. Because it is timing. It is being able to follow your blockers, know where guys are blocking, know where the defense may be, especially running inside the line. Okay, I know a lot of, like, rugby is on the outside. You try to – it's never, like, in line that you're getting, you know, through the hole. It's always outside, pitching to you in open field. Significantly different. Significantly different. And so somebody said if this was like who was saying this? Let me get to this. Was talking about John Clifford was talking about, I think he was saying, like, Ray Lewis. If it's like Ray Lewis and those guys hitting you in the hole, that's going to be different. So when somebody comes to take your head off and that you're not seeing it, it comes off a blocking scheme and somebody not blocking them well, welcome to the NFL. You're going to know immediately if you made for this thing or not. So,
yeah. I will say, I think the key, and we've talked about this before, LRZ's ticket to this team is not going to be being the third running back. It's going to be the special teams aspect of him. Because it's going to take time, but the running back stuff, that, you know, the vision, the fun, the blocks, you know, the scheme, that's going to take a lot of time for him. Whereas special teams, it's like, you know, obviously there is, you know, there's plays and stuff that there's things, logic that goes into special teams.
Yeah.
If he can kick it, he can go down there and make the tackle, you know, just doing those types of things. I think he's going to make the team based on those things. But as far as being a running back and actually contributing on offense, I also don't see him contributing at all on offense, even if he makes the team as a third running back. I literally don't see him getting in any offense at all.
Really?
I don't. Do you think so? I don't want to get a lot of heat from it from our friends over across the pond. I don't see it for all these things we're talking about right now.
I'll say this, because you're with Andy Reid. Andy will develop at least a play for you. He'll have something. Yeah, you ain't just gonna be third running back and not going to get, you're going to get something. You better, especially with Andy. Andy's like, nah, I'm going to draw something up for this guy, and we're going to make sure we have something for his strong suit, right? Whatever his talents and skill set is.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
We'll make sure we draft something up for him, okay? So I disagree with that. Just because Sandy didn't want to keep him in and have him as a third running back, if you ain't going to get no – shoot, yeah, hey, man, you were injury away, two injuries away from being the guy. You know what I mean, Marcus?
True. Yeah, it's true.
Don't all of a sudden you look behind you. Where's your helmet? He trying to look for his helmet. He kicking his helmet around. We got to throw you in the game, man. We got to have you come in and win the game.
So if that's the case, they keep four running backs. They keep Carson Steele in there. So that God forbid they got to give it to LRZ. The guy's never, you know.
I don't know. I was looking at it and I'm like, are they really going to? I guess we have to see how he looks in preseason. Because right now we're just talking about a guy who's being plucked out of rugby and putting him on a football field and like seeing how it goes. And it's like, you can see him catching 7-on-7 and routes on air all he wants to. But that doesn't mean the guy's it's going to translate to 11-on-11.
So I've watched rugby, maybe not to the extent, but I don't know how much of – I know you get in pals and you kind of tackle, but those guys, when you get in pals, you pitch it before you get taken down, right? It's how you advance the ball. In football, you're going to get hit by eight guys. They're going to hold you up. Pop, 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 pop. It's going to come from everywhere. So teams will know this. Teams are like, look, man, this guy's a rugby guy. We don't know how he does taking all these hits. If I'm a defensive coordinator, I'm like, if that guy, LRZ, comes in, he gets the football. If y'all don't tattoo him with the best of your ability to strip that ball off, y'all don't deserve to be in the NFL. Right? There'd be conversations like that. Right? Why y'all letting this rugby guy come in and do this to you? I'm telling you, this is a good conversation. So I'm just letting you know that it is different. It is different, Newt, and I get it. So I read something. And Newt, maybe you could kind of tell me about this. But somebody said, and I don't know how true this is. You know, like I said, I'm not in the rugby world. But somebody said they didn't really know who LRZ was until they started making these transitions into the NFL. You know, maybe in Wales and all that, they was just like, well, we knew he was good, but like as far as like this whole recognition of where he's at, you know, he was just kind of like, you know, he was good, but he was kind of like just a guy. Jared Haney laid out the NFLers.
He was picked up by the Niners, but he was about 4 or 5 years older than what LRZ is now when he made the transition from rugby to the NFL. So that's why a lot of people love the LRZ potential, because he's coming over fresh in his prime, whereas this Jared Haney guy came over later on in his career after his rugby career was kind of done at 28.
Okay.
Didn't last long with San Francisco. I think he has some legal stuff, if I remember correctly. But, yeah, it didn't last long in the NFL.
Now, look, Newt, brother, I think he's going to be fine. I think it's going to take him some time to transition once the pads and stuff come on. I do believe that. I have no doubts in his toughness. But it's gonna be a little different. Wingers are not fullbacks. Jared Haney laid out NFLers. I'm sure he did. Should you play in the NFL, you better lay some folks out, or you ain't gonna be on the team. That's how it works. So I'm expecting LRZ to lay out a few people. I know you said earlier about knocking down a DB. Yeah, he better be able to do that. The question is, when you come on, you know, I know Jeff said playing on the other side of the ball. When you have fast guys like a Tyreek Hill and guys like that, a little bit different. I don't know if the amount of athletic ability in rugby is like it is in the NFL. It's hard for me. I don't know. I never played rugby. You know what I see on the screen, when I'm watching some of the linebackers in the league, they're good for a reason. Okay, Richard Rota, he played for the British Lions, which is the cream de la cream of British rugby. Okay, all right. Cool. It's good. I mean, that's good. I'm learning all this about LRC, right? So I only know what I know. So I'd like to know a little bit more. I'm just saying I read some guys make that statement. I was like, that's kind of weird that a guy that's a rugby guy said, oh, you know, he was just okay, but we ain't really hear about him like that. So up and coming star. So.
Yeah, from what I'm gathering is that there's a lot, because you and I are pretty new to this whole rugby world, and we're getting like a crash course over these last few months with the LRZ pickup. But it seems like there's a lot of different rugby leagues all around like the world. So you got the New Zealand style, you got all across Europe. So there's a lot of different mixes that I'm noticing. It's kind of like soccer. There's a bunch of different leagues, whereas you know NFL we just have the one league and that's it. But they got like these rugby leagues all over Europe and all over New Zealand. So it's kind of all over the place. So yeah, there may be some fans who are like New Zealand types who don't know some of these other guys, like the LRZs of the world. I don't know.
So I like this conversation that we're having in the chat right now. Okay, because you have some people that like Cameron Johnson said, this is no way qualifies LRZ, but he did play some little league and has been hit before, just not by an NFL player. But I think I read where he has played organized ball as a boy. Okay. Will that get him? Go ahead.
I haven't read that. I know that his dad played and he grew up watching his dad play in some leagues over there. I didn't read that he played any organized football when he was younger. I know it was always his dream to do that. He's been training for the last few years to do this, but I never heard that he. But regardless, playing youth league, but JD playing Pop Warner is not the same as playing.
No, it's not playing the NFL.
There's no weight classes.
Yeah, it's not even the same. You know, shoot, I would say it's not even like playing college. So, but yeah, I. So you have some people that think he's going to make the transition. You have other people that doubt he's going to make the transition in enough time, like you said, Marcus, to be one of the 53-man spots on a roster. So it's going to be very interesting to watch this during training camp. You know, look, we like being optimistic, okay? And I think you were kind of like, don't quite know about this guy. But the more you hear about it, and I know he's very passionate about getting out there on the football field and doing more, the more I'm rooting for this guy. I want him to do well. I want him to do well. So that's kind of where I'm at with this whole thing. Okay. Background is what it is, right? But he's got to make a significant jump to be in the NFL, bottom line, okay? I don't think anybody has any misgivings about that, okay? So we'll see. And I think he will sell a lot of tickets, dude. I think, you know, you get a whole different demographic fan base. It's always great. It's always a great thing, so.
He's already selling jerseys in Europe, so, hey. If he's selling jerseys, he'll sell tickets for sure. Jerseys,
man. No, shoot, that's always good. That's always good.
And then it goes to the Bronny debate. Say, is it merit? Are we going to give him the spot because he's selling jerseys, or or not? But yeah, I mean, again, I do think that his ticket to this team is going to be special teams. And I mean, if we are going to exploit the new kickoff rules, he could be very. He could be, like we said in a couple months ago, he could be a new trendsetter as far as bringing guys over from rugby to be kickers in the National Football League. Could be something like that.
Yeah. So Richard Rota said this Saturday, All Blacks versus England, watch it and learn. Okay. I watched rugby before and I've sat there and I've one of the guys I used to go out and kind of hang with, he was a rugby guy. We used to talk all the time because he used to play football and he would talk about it. He's like, man, I'm telling you. And he would always try to convince me about how good he was and I could come and play football. And I was just like, hey man, look, I'm letting you know how different it is than it is on rugby from what I know. But I might make it a point, man, to try to check. I met an All Blacks champion that was a sled team Olympic pusher, an amazing man that taught me the war dance they do. Yeah. We know the All Blacks are like you said, the grim, cream of the crop for sure. But I got to watch a little bit more rugby, man. You got to watch a little bit more rugby for sure.
Yeah, we gotta get more into this so we can we know what we're talking about when they're talking about wings and backs and all that, all the different positions they have over there.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're gonna go to a familiar name, a little reunion talk, JD. Everyone loves a reunion. Everyone loves going back to their high school or 10 years or 15 year anniversaries. But this one, we're going back to a guy from 2 years ago who only played 1 year for the Chiefs. So a familiar name is appearing as a cut candidate all over the internet. And that is Juju Smith-Schuster. Juju had a tough time in New England last year, battling injuries all throughout the season, as well as battling horrendous quarterback play. While his name is being thrown around as a fit for the Chiefs, contractually, it doesn't make much sense for the Patriots. Smith-Schuster still has 2 years remaining on a three-year, $25.5 million contract he signed last March. Designating Smith-Schuster as a post-June 1st cut would leave behind $9.6 million in dead money in 2024 and an additional $2.6 million in 2025. JD, if Juju Smith-Schuster is cut, which I don't think is going to happen based on the dead cap number that he has, do you think it would make sense for the Chiefs to have a reunion with Juju?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I said this, you know, we brought up the whole deal with Ayuk. I think we got the guys that we need, that we want. I think we have that. I don't think New England lets him go. He's a cut candidate, like we said, but who do they really have up there? Can you get a guy to develop, especially with a new coach? You know, you got a new quarterback. You got new things going on up there in New England. So I would, at least for me, I would keep a guy like that around, to be honest with you. But I don't know if the Chiefs will try to reunite with Juju Smith-Schuster. That's always on the back burner with guys. You hear names all the time, you know, being attached to the Chiefs. I just don't see it. I just don't see it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of Chiefs outlets are talking about potentially bringing him back if he's available. He had some decent numbers with us and end up getting him that contract that he got in New England. But yeah, as far as from their point of view, it doesn't really help them because they're going to have to pay $10 million in dead cap. But then you have a lot of young guys, which I did love their draft. They drafted the guy that you were a big fan of, Jalen Polk from Washington, and they drafted Javon Baker as well in the draft. So they came away with two young studs. And it's good to have a guy who's, you know, who's won a Super Bowl, who's been around different organizations on that team to be kind of a mentor for these younger guys. So, I think that does bode well. And then they also brought in KJ Osborne as well this offseason. So they have brought in some guys, but I mean, Juju is a guy who's, you know, who's been it all. He could be a nice mentor for the young bucks. And as you've talked about before, having that guy is huge. And I do think we brought that guy back, and that was Mecole Hardman. We're already talking about how deep it is as our receiver room is right now. Yeah, and Juju in there, that's only going to complicate things even more. It's a guy who's also, since he left Kansas City, he's gone back to his injury ways, which he had before he came to Kansas City in Pittsburgh. His last few years in Pittsburgh, he was nicked up all the time. Goes to Kansas City, healthy, gets paid, goes to New England, and he's nicked up again.
Yeah. So he did well with us for the year, right? We know that, and we appreciate what he was able to do, bring the Super Bowl here to the Chiefs. But I think this part of his career, New England has no reason to do this, right? They'd be on the hook for what was it you said about $9 million, something.
9.6 in dead money in 2024 and an additional 2.6 in 2025. So about 12.
Yeah. I think we're good where we're at. I really do. I think we let the guys that's in the building ball out. I think they just let them go ahead and compete for the spot. But we got enough guys. We got enough guys, man. We do. So I'm not a big fan of it. Bringing Juju Schuster back. If they brought him back, I'll cheer for him like we did when he was here last time. But as far as like him coming back, I don't see it.
Do you think one of the publications that made the point, if Juju is cut, which I don't think he's going to be based on the number, but yeah. if he is cut, it would make more sense if Rashee Rice's suspension is handed out, then you can bring Juju in to be that Rashee Rice replacement for that time being. That's the only thing that would kind of make sense to me. But right now, as is, it doesn't make much sense for me.
No. Me either.
All right. So it's all those publications out there. Put the Juju Smith-Schuster stuff on hold.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
He is. They'll keep attaching different people to us. Wide receiver, we're good at. We're good. We don't need to hear any more names as far as wide receivers coming into the Chiefs. If we're not okay with what we got right now that's in the room with Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Rashee Rice, Mecole Hardman, Justin Watson, Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, Remigio, Justin Ross. Who'd I leave out? Who else I got? That's nine right there. If we're not okay with just those nine, you know, a pal, what are we doing? You know, what are we shipping for? Okay. I think we know now what we got, okay? I know people talk about it, but to me, we need to go ahead and put that puppy to bed as far as trying to get somebody else in here. Unless you come into camp and everybody stinks. If everybody's just dropping everything and everybody's just not running good routes, and I mean, even then, you still have to have some sense of semblance of patience. Right, you had to. So, yeah, man, I'm kind of like Wendy and Andrea. I'm kind of over this. Oh, you know, wide receivers and talks and stuff like that, man. Let's ride with what we got. I like the guys in the room. So,
I feel like people have an affinity, especially with our fan base, I guess, because Juju was a big name. We brought him over, and he won a ring with us. I guess there's an affinity there for bringing back guys who won a Super Bowl with us. I thought Juju was serviceable for us. I thought he, you know, in the 1 year he was with us, I thought he, you know, was a bigger contributor than MVS ever was.
He was a number one receiver. Yeah,
he was solid. So
yeah,
he just, you know, he hasn't really, you know, hasn't really been healthy outside of a few years in his career. He's only had two like healthy years in his career. So it's like we're bringing him over, and we're talking about, you know,
that cap number for New England. It just doesn't make sense for them. And it really doesn't make sense for us. You and I had trouble last week naming seven receivers. We had trouble naming seven last week as far as who's going to make the team. Add him in there, it's been an overkill. I think you're right. I mean, yeah, but when I saw everyone talking about Juju coming on, I was like, we need to talk about this to kind of put his baby to bed.
We're compounding the problem. We were making a problem more than it would be like a solution. It's not a solution to anything. He did well when he was here, like I said, you know, and I'm not disparagingly against Juju whatsoever. I think he's a great wide receiver. He was good when he was up in Pittsburgh. When he came here, he was a good wide receiver. I think if he comes to a different organization, he'll be good here too. My thing is, the guys we have in the room, I'm good with. I think we ride with that. We've had the best wide receivers we had in years while they're talking about bringing in more. I feel you, Rick. And I think we just, you know, because it's topics to talk about, but people are always trying to attach their name to the Chiefs, bringing here, whatnot. And you'd be surprised. Some people's like, man, I still don't like the wide receiver room, which I think is crazy. Send Sky home with his lunchbox. Don't let him. What? Pono? No, man. I disagree with that. Look, I'm a guy. I like Sky Moore because he's from a smaller school. I think this year has to be his year for him to make sure that he's showing out. I'm not giving up on him. I think he has the potential, man, to be good here. So we'll just have to see. We'll have to see, Pono. We'll have to see.
I think a lot of the receiver talk, JD, is the people who aren't satisfied with like the KTs and the Sky Moores of the world, and they don't think everybody outside of that is enough. And I think that's why you see publications, Juju Smith-Schuster, cut candidate. He's coming back. He could come back to the Chiefs. I'm going to guess I'm not one of those people. You know, it's just one of those things. I think people just want Sky gone. They want KT gone. They don't trust Justin Ross. They think they don't trust Xavier Worthy's hamstring. They don't trust that Hollywood Brown's going to be healthy the whole season. So I don't know. But if you don't trust all those things, then you shouldn't trust that Juju Smith-Schuster would be healthy coming back to Kansas City, because he hasn't really shown that much in his career either. So it's like, I don't know. But.
So Moore will be warming the bench this season. We'll see. I hope he's not. I hope he's good out there and plays and he blows it up. That's what I'm hoping for him.
JD's buying the Sky Moore stock at a very low price right now. He's getting in early, guys. You guys should get in early with JD right now. It's never gonna be lower than this.
That's right.
All right, so we got final reunion topic here, JD. This is prompted by our guy Chris Jones. Not a fan, not a publication website. This is Chris Jones trying to go to bat for his guy. So Chris Jones has made it clear in the past that he wants Frank Clark back on the team. This week, Jones is once again asking for Clark to be signed by the Chiefs. He posted a picture of a recent Frank Clark workout on his Instagram story saying, quote, "Please, Chiefs, get him back. Please, Chiefs, get him back." The Chiefs only have about $13 million in cap space, according to SpotTrack. With Omenihu being out for at least half the season right now with the torn knee, he does look like he's getting back into shape pretty fast based on his videos that he's posted on Twitter. But ACL, probably safe to say he's probably out for the first 4 to 8 weeks, I would say. Would it be wise to take a look at bringing back our old friend Frank Clark and giving Chris Jones what he wants, giving his buddy back? Hey, Bronny, Bron got a son. Chris Jones wants his friend back.
I hear you. I got you. You know what? I don't know if we revisit this either. No, with Frank Clark. You know, and if Frank is healthy, and I know he had been dealing with, you know, with the stomach issues, all these different things and whatnot, and he's one of Kansas City's kind of favorite guys, okay? The nostalgia of Frank Clark when he first got here. I say, man, we let the young guys play. Let the young dudes do it. Let the young guys play. Let Chris help all the young guys develop. I think that's what you need to do. So I like Frank Clark. I get it. Sometimes there's always that talking conversation. I don't know if it's what we want to do. Yeah. Chris Jones said he wants a wingman. He loves you. Yeah. Chris is, he's jumping on the table for his guy, right? For Frank. To me personally, I don't know. It don't move the needle for us at all. I don't think for us, it doesn't. This is my opinion. So this is JD's opinion. Yeah, you could have a problem, an issue with it. That's fine. I'm just saying for me and for the defense, I don't think it moves the needle at all. We got young guys in here for a reason to do those things. And like I said, I don't think he's even part of the conversation unless these guys come out here during training camp and suck. These guys are just horrible. You're just horrible pass rusher. You can't get, you know, pass rush out of a brown paper bag, wet paper, brown paper bag. Then sure. But there's other guys out here. And if you did it, it would have to be at a price that was, you know, bottom dollar. Like, hey, man, we can't sign you for how you was getting us before. So I think there's other guys out there, you know, penny stock. Yeah, that was penny stock too when he was talking about the Skymore. Yeah, right. But, nah, man, I just, you know, Chris is just jumping on the table for his guy. So, yeah, Lenny, he says no to Frank Clark. He had his time. He has. He's had his time and enjoying his time. So sometimes you just got to move on from particular things, man. You know, one thing is for sure is change. Change is something that's constant in the NFL. This is no different. We talked about guys, and until these guys show they can't do it, we don't need to have that conversation, man. That's the way I look at it, right? So.
And I remember we talked about it last year, bringing him back and adding him to the practice squad. But you said, he's not going to want to go on the practice squad. Too much pride and, you know, too much kind of like, he's done a lot for his team to go back and just be on the practice squad. It's kind of like, you know, it's like a side piece kind of thing. It's like, you know, we want you, but not on the active roster right now. In case anything happens, no one bring you up. But for right now, you're going to be on the practice squad.
Yeah. Nah, shoot. Matter of fact, man, shoot. Somebody politic to bring JD back. Should bring me back for a couple of hits. I'll come out there and for goal line stands, you know, to block a couple of guys in the end zone. So, nah, he just, you know, he's doing it for his guy, man. And that's good. I got no problem with that whatsoever. I think Chris knows what Frank can do to bring it back. I don't know if the Chiefs really want him to revisit it, though, to be honest with you. So, shout out to Chris Jones for his birthday. Happy birthday to him. My cousin's her birthday, too. Jennifer, happy birthday, cuz.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
You. Happy birthday to my brother, John Combs. Was my roommate in college. Happy birthday to you. So, happy
birthday, Johnny C.
Yeah. So, it's good. It's good.
So no to Juju and no to Frank Clark. The old guys, no reunion. JD doesn't want it. JD's not about the reunion, and neither am I. The Chief Concerns is not about reunions right now. As right now, no reunions.
Alder Brown said, JD, as much as I love to see you lace them up again, I can bet your wife would kill you before you got back to lace them up. I hear you, brother. And I know as much as you love to see me lace them up, man, you probably had to carry me out after a maybe a few of those. I do enough, Alder Brown. I appreciate it. I appreciate the love, man. Yeah, but my wife, absolutely not. No. Right. She knows she's going to have to be rubbing my feet and my back and all those different things. She don't want to hear me in there howling. Howling. She don't want me doing that. So, no. It's good.
And also, too, happy birthday, America. Yeah, new. There you go.
America. Yep. Birthday, America.
Happy 4th to everyone. We hope everyone enjoys their 4th of July weekend. I'm sure everyone's got good plans going on. Barbecue, fireworks, just good times with family and friends.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. And enjoy yourself, man. You make sure y'all be safe with the fireworks out here. Nothing silly, nothing crazy. But make sure that everything you do in moderation and you have a great time doing it. And celebrate and protect one another, okay, during this time. It's supposed to be a good time, right? So let's make it so.
Sir.
Marcus, what was your best 40 or 100-yard dashes? What's your best 40, Marcus?
40 was a 4.58, but when people ask me, I'll let you guys in on a secret. With you guys, I'm telling you my exact time. It was a 4.58. But when people ask me on the streets, you know, people, when they ask me before, I say 4.5. I don't really go into the last part, the eight part. Right. you know, 4.5. Let them think it's like a 4.5.
Four, five. Like, yeah, man. It was 4.58, but yeah, it was 4.5. Like,
4.5.
That's a 4.6.
You round up. No, so 4.58. hundred meter dash in track was 11.6. 11.6 was my 100 meter dash.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, he's rolling. He's rolling. I'm excited to see the Olympics.
Me too.
I'm so excited to see the Olympics. I'm telling you, one of my best friends, great friend from college, his daughter was running to make it. Shamir Little does a 400 meter hurdles. Like, she's always one of the tops. You know, I don't think she made it, but she's a monster out there, man. And so we was always rooting and pushing for her to get it. But man, it's going to be a wonderful time with the Olympics this year. I can't wait to see it. Can't wait to see it. So.
I can't wait to see the NBA the basketball team. I was gonna say the NBA team, but yeah, pretty much comprised of all our NBA athletes. But Joel Embiid, who actually has his French citizenship, Sixers player, French citizenship, and then last year got his U.S. citizenship, and now he's joined the team. And a lot of the French guys, Nicolas Batum, Rudy Gobert, were very upset that he was ditching them because he's originally Cameroonian, has French citizenship, then he got his U.S. citizenship, and now he's going to be the starting five for the USA Olympic team, which is pretty sweet.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I thought, yeah, he had his allegiance somewhere else. So I was like, we're going to get him too. We're going to fold him up as well. So come get some and beat.
I love the Olympics because you get to see a lot of sports, you know, like the swimming, the gymnastics stuff. It's really not, doesn't really play on here unless you're watching like the, you know, you know when they're having their championships and whatnot. But you know, the Olympics is on. I get to watch the butterflies, get to watch all that stuff. So it's a good time to see all that.
Yeah, I was here with my family. We was watching gymnastics. We was watching them go at it, man. They're stellar. They're gonna be hard to beat too. So Simone Biles, wow.
Insane. Did you see that the one the other day?
Yeah. Incredible. So, no, it's good. I think everybody's going to enjoy watching the Olympic Games. You know, just the competitive nature of these people, putting the time in to be the best in the world at what they do. So, it's going to be a joy.
Yeah.
So, Sydney is the closest thing to sure thing. Almost looks like a model. Sydney McLaughlin, yeah, she's... LeVore, yep.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Okay, she's bad. She's tough. So, now, man, it's gonna be good. But Andre said, please be safe. Yes, everybody. The fourth is tomorrow, and so enjoy your time. okay, for our Independence Day, for here in America, celebrate it with whatever your family. Like I said, you're doing fireworks. Somebody said, don't be JPP. That's funny. True. That's true. But hey, enjoy it for what it is. Okay. Take your time, have you some barbecue, but more importantly, it's all about family and the independence that we celebrate over here, that we have a privilege for all the things that, our people have been able to give us. And so, yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy it.
No doubt.
So,
well, that does it for us, guys. We hope you guys have a good July 4th weekend and have a good celebration with your family and friends. And we'll see you guys Monday.
Good seeing you, John, Charles, Newt, Lacey, Wendy, Richard Rhoda, Harama Biff, traveling guy, Ricky Henderson, Lenny Dawson, John Clifford, Andrea, Gary Holland, Andre Chenault. Who else? We're about time. I'm the Brown. Good seeing you all. My boy, Kendrick Fishback, my brother. Good seeing you out here coming through, brother. What's his never? What? A average something guy? I don't know. Yeah. Lacey Snake. But everybody, we need to say hi to y'all. Lonnie Pyramid, Zulu, for sure. Thank you, Pono. Appreciate it very much. Lonnie Pyramid, like I said, y'all have a great 4th. Marks, my brother, I love you. I love each and every one of y'all out there in Chiefs Concerns. Y'all take care. God bless. God bless the United States of America. God bless everyone. Okay? It sounds like Tiny Tim right now, but hey, yeah. JD means it. JD means it. Okay. Love each and every one of y'all. Y'all take care. Okay. Y'all be good. Marcus, love you, brother.
All right, brother.
Talk to you.
Have a good night, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out the best clips from Chief Concerns. And if you prefer to listen to the show, subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Yeah, it's another day, but what kind of day is it really? A day of doom scrolling? Laundry day? Nah, it's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting, uniquely cold way filtered. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. So grab a pack, grab your friends. Make the most of each day with those who matter most. When you're together with White Claw, every day is a once in a lifetime experience. You just gotta grab it. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.